Hi, Scruff here. Congratulations to San Francisco's leading traffic ticket scofflaw, who has over 250 tickets totaling more than $17,000. Gee, I bet his wife must be proud.
Hello?
Hi, is Tom there, please?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
How's he making out with his traffic tickets?
Who am I speaking to, by the way?
It's Scruff Connors calling. I'm with the traffic police.
You're the one he spoke to?
That's before? Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, he just, in fact, went down this morning and paid some money to that collection people.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because we're prepared to put a lien on the house.
We don't have a house.
I know. That's what I just found out. And it's a little disturbing to us, believe me.
Well, he just negotiated some collection thing, so it should be taken care of.
What's your reaction to all this?
What can I say? You know, it's been pretty traumatic to me.
I would think.
You know, it's been somewhat torturing and shameful.
I haven't heard any of the publicity.
There was an article in the Chronicle, and then radio stations were calling, and it was horrible to me.
Here it is. He had supplied your name. Here it says, "We'll have wife do community service for the city."
What?
Yeah, yeah. You'd be prepared to help work this off.
Why would... This is ridiculous, all right? I mean, these are not my parking tickets in the first place.
Well, I'm aware of that, but...
So why would I be working off his problem? And I don't remember anyone speaking to me about this.
No, obviously not.
Well, this is ridiculous then.
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
Well, this...
He never mentioned this to me. He never mentioned that he spoke to anyone last week. You know?
Well,
and
I suppose...
For you people to come up with this and to call me and... I mean, I am... This is incredibly... You know, the nerve of everyone involved here... Without taking into account, you know, what is going on in my household, there's just, like, no consideration for feelings. It's like there is no bedside manner going on here.
Well, ma'am, you must also,
you know,
ma'am, excuse me if I may, you must appreciate, though, with $17,000.
Well, this is not my problem.
But,
you know, I married the man, and I did not know this happened.
Well,
are you people determined to cause a divorce here?
Well, no.
This is getting ridiculous.
But, ma'am, the vows do say for better or for worse.
I should not even be talking to you at all in the first place, since I don't know who the hell you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now you're calling me.
Well, this
you're
is...
giving me this...
Ma'am,
no,
ma'am.
Don't call me anymore.
Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. I better call back and make things right, or else poor Tom, all he's going to have for dinner tonight is hot tongue and cold shoulder.
Hello?
Sorry to bother you again.
What the hell do you want?
Ma'am, I just checked
it. I have got to go
to
work right now,
I want you
to leave me alone.
I have to apologize. Hello? Hello? Oh, dear. What have I done now?